This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1977. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 12th, Algeria, Antarctica, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, Guinea, Iceland, India, Iran, Japan, Korea North and South, Mexico, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Spain, Sudan, South Sudan, Thailand, UAE, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, since the beginning of the A19 schedule, I've been monitoring the registered frequencies for Algeria transmitted by France. Most are being used, although nothing has been heard on a few of them. Broadcasts are mostly of Quran Radio, which identifies in English as Quran Radio Algeria. Some include a newscast in French, but they never seem to mention the current political situation in Algeria, and only report on events in surrounding countries. Perhaps not surprising, given that Radio Algérienne is a state-owned. Kai Ludwig replies, probably a peculiarity of these broadcasts, which raise questions. This foreign service is almost exclusively devoted to promoting Islam, although Islamists are insignificant in Algeria, contrary to the general result of the so-called Arab Spring. Why is this? We reported last week that LRA 36 seemed to be on the air only on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We had many logs of it on April 2nd, so I was trying again on Tuesday, April 9th. This time I measured the frequency slightly lower than the previous week, 15475.960, around 14 UT. It was just a barely audible carrier for me. Again, they were staying on longer than their nominal schedule until 1400. Wolfgang Büchel was still hearing them at 1540 using a remote receiver in Brazil. And Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, also using the remote near São Paulo, says they were on the air until just past 2000 UT. Listeners to WRMI 5950, including myself, have not been bothered by a heterodyne on the high side about 2.5 kHz for quite some time, but it appears to be back. Stephen Seawood in Massachusetts reports on April 8th, Bolivia's Emisoras Pio XII again being heard. Tune in at midnight 48 UT with music and Dian flutes. Poor signal and audio, just making it past WRMI. He says, I haven't heard them here in a few months, and the frequency was 5952.47. The strongest Brazilian on 31 meters, Voz Missionaria, nominal 9665, has always been slightly off frequency, about 9664.52, as I measured it April 8th at 0548. But also on that date and the night before, about the same time, it was putting out some spurs on both sides, plus and minus approximately 7 kilohertz. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says on Saturday, April 6th, some programs were unexpectedly missing from their scheduled times via Secret Broad, which is actually Kostin Broad, the Bulgarian shortwave site, namely the mighty KBC at 13 to 14 on 11600, and Kim Elliott's shortwave radiogram, following at 14 to 1430 on 9400. Kim later got an explanation from Spaceline about the cancellation. They said it's just not reliable and not energy efficient to run just one water-cooled unit. We have centralized water cooling system for all the units in the time slot of shortwave radiogram, as it happens now in this season. Kim also says a listener in the UK has been hearing English on 11600 from Bulgaria, identified as Radio Bulgaria, but we thought they had been online only, and text, no shortwave audio, since 2012. He wondered if Radio Bulgaria is planning a return to radio and shortwave. They have 10 languages, apparently, available online. Just speculation. To this, Ivo Ivanov replies, Radio Bulgaria, again on shortwave, this is a mission impossible, and through secret broad. Spaceline will continue to have problems with the Bulgarian authorities due to unauthorized broadcasts of various illegal programs. Mike Cooper forwards this obituary from the Globe and Mail and Legacy.com for Terence Albert Hargraves. He died April 5th at the age of 82 in Victoria, B.C. He was born in England, but moved to Canada after the war and settled in Windsor. He was drawn to radio journalism. He started as a newscaster at Leamington and became the CBC's first parliamentary bureau chief. He later led the CBC's shortwave service. In retirement, he lived in St. Petersburg, Russia, Almaty, Kazakhstan, and Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, as the spouse of Canada's representative to those places. Ron Howard in California reports on the FM 99 relay via PBS Yunnan, China, on 6035, which he was hearing April 10th, since Bhutan was already off the air at 11:37 UT, FM 99 at 11:57, with time pips, almost a minute late, I guess he means on the hour at 12, an FM format in Chinese, but they have a singing jingle with a station slogan in English. It goes, Flying with a heart, traveling with the sound of Shangri-La. He says that was one of the better days to hear them. Another obituary via Wolfgang Büschel and Alan Rowe, a message from Radio Havana, Cuba. With great regret, we inform you that journalist Rosario Lafita Fernandez died the morning of April 4th. She was an exemplary worker of RHC for almost 40 years, the last 10, in charge of the International Correspondence Department. So if you had any contact with RHC, it probably went through her office. Radio Havana, Cuba made some further schedule changes around April 7th and sent out contradictory schedules to different listeners and on different days. So we report what is actually being heard on the air, whether or not they acknowledge it. For some reason, they moved from 13780 to 13740 in the mornings before 14 UT, since 13780 would sometimes jump about 0.76 kHz below. I figured the same would happen at the new frequency, no doubt out of the same transmitter. And indeed, that's exactly where I caught them April 11th at 1327 on 13739.239. One schedule version they sent out, which proved to be fake, showed the African service at 20 to 22 UT on 9720. I checked on April 8th and heard nothing during any of those hours, but Dave Kenny found the correct time and frequency, a new one 7380 between 22 and midnight UT, including English, at 23. At the same time, it's also on 5040. The first hour is supposed to be in French at 22 and Portuguese at 22:30, but so far at 22:30 they've been broadcasting in Haitian Creole instead, even though it's for Africa. Close, but no cigar. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, and also at other shortwave outlets such as Radio Progreso. Richard Langley and I note that it's been missing from 4765 on April 10th, 11th, and 12th during its schedule span between midnight 30 and 0400. That opens the frequency for Kodar swooshes and, if we're lucky, Tajikistan. Communication of the British DX Club has extracted the expected or tentative A19 schedule for Radio Cairo, Egypt, which shows English as follows. At 19 to 20:30 UT to Africa on 15290. 21:15 to 22:45 to Europe on 9900, and 22:15 to 23:30 to South America on 9720. I've checked for that last one and heard absolutely nothing. In fact, I think their other broadcasts scheduled for South America have not been appearing either for some months, if not a year. Currently listed as 23:30 in Arabic on 9660, switching to Spanish at midnight 45 to 0200, and 5 kHz up on 9665. Via Mike Terry, Atlantic 2000 International says it'll be on the air Saturday, 13 April, from 08 to 9 UT on 6070, and then Sunday, 14 April, the same hour, on 7440. That is via Channel 292 in Germany. And the following weekend, what is called Easter Saturday, April 20th, a notice from Skyline Radio Germany tells me they will be back on the air after a long absence via transmitter somewhere in northern Germany. A six-hour broadcast between 15 and 21 UT on 3975. The postal address of Skyline Radio Germany is in the Netherlands. On 3975, I assume they are referring to the shortwave radio in Vinson, although they don't say so. In British DX Club communication, Dave Kenny and Tony Rogers report, Radio Guinea with an English broadcast from Conakry, 9650, Sunday, 17 March, between 1830 and 1855. It was a studio discussion about Guinean students at colleges in the U.S. This appears to be a regular time for English, as Guinea was also logged in English on Sunday, 11 February last year by Tony Rogers, tuning in at 1850, back into French at 1901. Kim Elliott reports there's another art project involving slow scan television. It's by UK artist Lucy Helton, began 9 April and continues to 23 April on 14230. That's the SSTV calling frequency on 20 meters. The times are each day at 13, 18, and 23 UT. It's transmitted via TF3JA in Iceland, but they might have to QSY to escape interference. Joe's Jacob in DX India says the shortwave transmitter of All India Radio, Tiruvananthapuram, has not been heard for some weeks now on 5010 or 7290. I contacted the station. They said some maintenance work is going on, and they are to be back on the air shortly with better signals than before. Last week we mentioned the two frequencies for English from Iran at 1920 UT, and now we have the only other broadcast left from HFCC via the British DX Club. It's for South Asia, an hour at 1520 on 9800 and 15235. Alan Rose says, Radio Japan announced a change of frequency for their English broadcast at 14 UT to Southeast Asia. It has been on 9625, which I have been hearing, but he says on April 13th it changes to 9605. Yves Ivanov says probably applies to some previous broadcasts to avoid interference from China on 9630. Oh, the transmitter site for that should remain Palau. On April 11th, at 1317 UT, I was hearing the voice of Korea with insufferable propaganda in stilted English, accompanied by self-jamming noise bleeding from adjacent transmitters, almost identical signals, S9 Plus, on 9435 and 11710. I had not heard these for some time and suspect one or both transmitters had been down. This is the prime broadcast in English to North America, repeated on the same at 15 UT. However, the very next day, April 12th, they were not heard either off the air again or not propagating. But at least North Korea has the right idea about scheduling, while South Korea's KBS World Radio's so-called North American service in English is also at 13 to 14 UT and remains on 15575 all year, and it's mostly inaudible. If they put the same transmitter on a clear 9 or 11 megahertz frequency, it might be heard. In fact, they are on parallel 9570, but that's beamed back to Asia and totally blocked here by Havana relaying China. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 1977, a non-commercial public service, also bringing you the non-commercial website worldofradio.com, and publication DX Listening Digest. Thus our appreciation for voluntary financial support. This time thanks to Chuck Ermatinger for two more contributions via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Tim Hall in California reports, after many months of the mighty 1090, XEPRS 1090 Tijuana, failing to make their exorbitant lease payments, reportedly about $100,000 a month, for a station 24th in the ratings to the owners of XEPRS, the owners appear to have found a new lessee. Starting at 11:40 a.m. on April 10th, XEPRS suddenly began simulcasting Ultra 104.9 FM from McAllen, Texas. That's KJAV, complete with Rio Grande Valley weather and local ads, a bizarre mix of U.S. and Mexican urban contemporary with U.S. classic rock and 90s junk. Announcers, ads, and announcements flip back and forth between English and Spanish. Announcements through the hour also mention 8:40 a.m., so they must still be simulcasting KVJY in Far Texas, PHARR. The station had been running a sports talk format in English, and the people who lost their jobs, headed by Darren Smith, posted a podcast about what had happened. Dave Alpert also sends an item about this from the Talkers Magazine website, quoting the San Diego Union-Tribune. Contract negotiations gone awry. The reason the Mexican owner of XEPRS in Rosarito, Mexico, literally pulled the plug on Broadcast Companies of America's deal to air their sports talk format, which had been branded for the last 16 years as the Mighty 1090. Back in the RGV on April 11th, Steve Wiseblood was listening to the originating station KJAV 104.9 in McAllen. They were wishing bienvenidos to their listeners in San Diego. It is a 50-kilowatt signal and highly directional up and down the West Coast. He's back on 6990 variable LSB, April 7th at 0202. The weird guy uttering Japanese-sounding syllables interspersed with long ahs, such as kawata, koto, ishinata. And during one of his ahs, the tones shifted as he was tuning down to about 6989.92. I just heard him for a few minutes before he stopped. Last time I heard him on this frequency was January 14th at 0552. Papua New Guinea, Wantalk Radio Light, back on the air. Manuel Menith in Spain received a notice from Billy Yasi, YASI, of the station, which says our shortwave service is back on now on 7325. That's all. April 8th at 0608 UT. So he checked remote receivers in Brisbane, Australia, and in New Zealand, and did find a weak carrier on 7325.01, but no audio. Must be very low power. My 0840 was coming in better via Brisbane with religious talk in English, but still very weak. Mount Oritla also tried it via the Brisbane remote receiver at 0950 when he measured it on 7324.99. He says, I agree it sounds weaker than during its previous activation, which, of course, was very brief, and this one might be too, so don't hesitate to go after it. If you hear a station in English on medium wave 1470, it could be Peru. In New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark reports that Radio Capital in Lima was heard on March 12th at 0900 with conversations in English, occasional Spanish. It turns out to be a new overnight feature since early March on a station which for him is regularly heard. The program called Marta and Mickey Show, helping teach English. It originates in Madrid, Spain, at Vaughan Radio 100.4 FM. That's V-A-U-G-H-A-N. There was general chatter on a variety of topics and an ID for Vaughan Radio. From British DX Club Communication, the new schedule for Radio Pilipinas via the IBB Philippine relay station at Tinang. One is in English, the other in Tagalog, but you might hear the other language on either one of them at times. 0200, 0330, English 12010, 15640, and 17820, according to HFCC registrations, and at 1730 to 1930, nominally in Tagalog, 9910, 12120, and 15190. As of April 11th, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria has been observing the foreign language broadcasts from Radio Exterior de España between 15 and 19 UT on April 8th through 11th, and confirmed them as follows. At 1630 to 1700, all 4 days, Arabic on 11670 and 12030. At 17 to 1730, on 11670, all 4 days, in a vernacular, presumably Sephardi. And at 17 to 1730 on Monday and Wednesday, Russian on 12030 and probably also on Friday. The coup in Sudan has led to great interest in monitoring the so-called Voice of Africa, but it's been AWOL, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says. On April 8th, checking to see if they would comment on the demonstrations against the government using the remote in Holland, but nothing was heard. Has been kept off the air on purpose. On April 10th, a weak signal, but it did not last into the English segment, which had been starting at 17:15. Heavy interference from Romania on 9500. He recorded on April 11th, but did not seem to hear anything, nor on April 12th, not even a faint carrier. That's the external service frequency. To keep an ear on 9505, also check for the domestic frequency 7205. Richard Langley also reports that Radio Tamazuk, the target broadcast originating in Holland for South Sudan, has started an English broadcast due to the situation in the rest of Sudan, at least. It was heard on April 12th from 1541 until 1553 UT on 15150 and presumably also on 15400, according to a tip from Jochen in the S.W. Elling blog. A notice from the station said their English news is on every Tuesday and Friday, and presumably also during their one-hour morning broadcast at 0330 UT on 7315 and 11650. Despite the political turmoil in Thailand, HSK9 is still on shortwave and their new schedule for English broadcasts to North America, midnight to 01 and 02 to 2:30 on 15590, but usually inaudible here. To Europe, 5:30 to 6 on 17640, 19 to 20 and 20:30 to 20:45 on 9920. And to Southeast Asia and maybe Australia, 12:30 to 13 and 14 to 14:30 on 9390, which is our best chance to hear it. Unfortunately, it's beamed in the wrong direction, unlike Chinese, which I was hearing at 13:15 on the same frequency. In the United Arab Emirates, Radio Asia, Ras Al Khaimah, has switched frequency from 1269 to 1476 kHz in March. The long-established Malayalam station covers the Persian Gulf states and beyond with a 200 kilowatt transmitter, says Mauno Ritala, WRTH, via the British DX Club. And Dave Kenny says he was hearing it in England April 7th around 2110 UT South Asian Music with a fair signal. World of Radio schedule changes on WRMI. Mark Cody caught a new one UT Saturday, April 6th at 0130 on 7780. However, the following few days, I found our previously scheduled times had disappeared in some cases, even though they may still show on the WRMI schedule grid. The World of Radio times, which had been replaced by something else at least last week, were UT Tuesday, midnight 30 on 7730, Tuesday at 20:30 on 7780, Wednesday at 10:30 on 5950, and Thursday at midnight UT on 7730. So quite a shake-up for World of Radio on WRMI, and there may be more changes as yet to be discovered. Also, our broadcast across Europe, thanks to IRRS on 7290, has shifted 15 minutes later to avoid interference from China. That is, Mondays now at 1815 UT on 7290. Part of this is to accommodate Supreme Master TV on WRMI, which schedule has now been changed to be on one frequency at a time, but all 24 hours. According to their SCED grid, here are all of those with their start times. From 01 on 5950, 03, 9395, 04, 5950, 08, 9395 again. At 10, 5950, 11, 7570, 14, 15770, 20, 9395, and 21 extended until 01, 4980. On UT Monday, April 8th, the new classical music show Encore on WBCQ 7490 started 15 minutes late at midnight 15. So if you don't hear it at first, please stay tuned. The full hour did run until 01:15. My schedule of DX, SWL, and media programs for the A19 season and daylight shifting time has now been updated. Check worldofradio.com and click on DX programs. There's also a separate schedule of all our World of Radio broadcasts, both on shortwave and other media, which I'll keep as up to date as I possibly can. From spaceweather.com via Southgate via Mike Terry, this headline: solar minimum will be long and deep, experts predict. An international panel of researchers led by NASA and NOAA has released a new prediction for the solar cycle. Their analysis says the current solar minimum is going to deepen, potentially reaching a century-class low in the next year or so, to be followed by a new solar max in the years 2023 to 26. More about it at spaceweather.com. More detail from NOAA via ARRL about the Space Weather Workshop April 1st to 5th. Scientists charged with predicting solar activity in cycle 25 say it's likely to be much like that of 24, which is declining and predicted to bottom out in 2019 or 2020. Cycle 25 prediction panel experts may get off to a slow start, but is anticipated to peak between 2023 and 2026 with a sunspot range of 95 to 130, well below the typical average of 140 to 220 per solar cycle. The panel expressed high confidence that the coming cycle should break the trend of weakening solar activity seen over the past four cycles. Solar cycle 24 reached its maximum in April 2014 with a peak average of 82 sunspots. The sun's northern hemisphere led the sunspot cycle, peaking more than 2 years ahead of the southern hemisphere sunspot peak. Given that the sun takes 11 years to complete one solar cycle, this is only the fourth time the U.S. scientists have issued a solar cycle prediction. The first panel convened in 1989 for cycle 22. For 25, the panel hopes for the first time to predict the presence, amplitude, and timing of any differences between the northern and southern hemispheres on the sun, known as hemispheric asymmetry. Later, they will release an official sunspot number curve showing the predicted number of spots during any given year and any expected asymmetry. The short-term propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 8th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled levels on April 24th, 25th, 27th, 28th, 30th, and May 1st and 2nd, but A and K indices no more than 10 and 3, most of the rest of the time only 5 and 2. Solar flux 74 through April 19th, then dropping to a low of 69 on April 23rd, and building back up to 77 by May 4th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1977 and saying, best of DX, I am 74.